Satellite images show a thick layer of ash on the runway of Tonga's main airport. On the left is how it looked before the eruption. The ash is delaying deliveries of international aid flights.
The ash is proving quite problematic, not just for water and sanitation, because Tonga collects its water from the roofs of households, but in terms of access for the aid from Australia, New Zealand and other flights, they need to clear the runway.
Communicating with Tonga is extremely difficult. There's no internet and limited phone calls because the tsunami severed the fibre optic cable connecting the rest of the world. The telecoms operator says it will be weeks before the connection is restored. Prime Minister Siyosi Sovaleni has released his first official statement confirming what many feared. The eruption has caused an unprecedented disaster, with the volcanic mushroom plume covering all of Tonga's 170 islands. The Red Cross estimates that up to 80,000 Tongans may be affected, and dust from the volcano could contaminate water supplies, with islanders advised to drink bottled water and wear masks.
But also what that volcanic ash carries is, you know, the gas parts that have kind of stuck to it now. And so when that volcanic ash kind of goes into water resources, so example, you know, if it starts to rain and then that mixes with the water in the atmosphere, the sulfur that's kind of adhered or stuck to the volcanic ash bits can then make acid rain.
This is how Tonga's port looked at the end of December. In the latest satellite pictures, the area is smothered in grey ash. Dozens of homes on the main island of Tonga Tapu have been severely damaged or destroyed. What Tonga desperately needs now is help from other countries. A team of 200 volunteers has been sweeping the runway, and it's now 60% cleared. It's hoped the first aid flights will be able to land as soon as Thursday. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.